Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Reaching the next level of faith. Today is Tuesday, June 11th. Pardon me for that. Still trying to wake up, I guess. Well, praise God for this Tuesday, this Wednesday morning, rather. And we're looking forward to a day that is rich in blessing and fellowship with the Lord. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. We have so much to thank Him for. He is the head of our day, and our day found its sources in Him. So once again, we want to submit our will and our purposes to Him, thanking Him for this morning that He created, and we want to submit to Him totally so that whatever we do today, how we conduct the plans and purposes, that it's done in a manner that brings Him glory. So we trust Him completely. Father, You are both wonderful and gracious. Today we thank You for this fresh day that You've given to us, a day that You have, in which You have hidden treasures of understanding, treasures of Your own glory. And we ask that You would take this day as we surrender it back to You. Design, orchestrate, and create it in Your own thoughts and ways, Your own likeness. Have this day be a day that speaks of Your greatness, speaks of Your glory, Your power to save, Your power to deliver. So we come before You today humbly submitting our hearts, our entire beings. Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And Father, we take that commandment and the opportunity seriously. So we present ourselves today. We are in agreement that You are God, the only wise God, our great God. So we thank You today. And so, Father, we pray that all those that we pray for today, they would be in Your keeping. We place ourselves and them in Your keeping. And we know, Father, that You can do far more than we could ever think or imagine. So we surrender ourselves in this day to You. We ask that You would accept us and the meditations of our heart today. Father, should there be any sin that has come between us and You, we ask that You would deliver us from those things. You would cleanse us. You would cause us to be whole on this day, even as we dwell in Your presence all day long. So we thank You for the things that You placed in our hearts, those petitions, those things that are in Your heart that You shared with our hearts, so that we may intercede on behalf and stand in the gap for those things. We thank You, Lord, that we have an audience with You on this wonderful day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us. It's once again a wonderful day. Today we're stretching ourselves. The scripture speaks of levels of faith, and certainly we would like to stretch and reach the next level. Faith requires exercise. It requires a fitness. And so let us look at what Paul said in the first chapter in his letter to the church at Rome, he said, in the 15th verse to the 19th, he said, "So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shewed it." So, looking at verse 17, it says that the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. So, there are levels of faith that we should and can pursue. And God is asking us to stretch and to do that. And it contributes to our fitness. And so whenever we come before the Lord, we want to be fit, if you will. The more so, the more often we come before Him. Well, I have a praise report. And it has to do with the Lord answering our prayers that as it relates to the elections for the city council and concerning in particular the section of the city in which we live, in which our ministry lives, for the successful election of a friend of ours by the name of Joe McCallum. And yesterday was the runoff election, and he won in great style. His votes, he outnumbered his opponent by 2-1 in the number of votes. And the reason that I share this with you, Joe is a friend of ours. I live in the community right where he is now councilperson elect, and he is someone that endeavors to serve people. So I believe that God is in charge, and so Joe McCallum is our new councilperson for the West Ward of our city. That's a praise report. Praise God. Among others, but that one is up front because that just happened on last night. They texted me and shared the news with me, and I was happy. Okay, I'm opening up your lines, and certainly we welcome from you a praise report and or a prayer request. This is Wednesday, the 10th. The 11th of June. I keep saying the 10th. It's the 11th of June. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please let us know. You can interrupt me at any time unless I'm interrupted. I'm continuing with our agenda for today. On my prayer...
Good morning, Pastor. Rather,
good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you for
the
interruption.
The Lord. Good morning.
Praise
God. Thank God for another day, another night. I have a testimony to give that I thank God for His guidance and for His protection and for Him having His angels watching over me. I went to the Miracle in the Park on Sunday, and when the speaker was praying for the congregation, and he told us that all throughout this week, we are going to experience Mercury.
Amen.
And Monday afternoon around 3 o'clock, I was in my classroom, and in moving around, one of the little ones was on the ground. One of the little baby was on the ground because I work in the baby's room, and we have crawling babies. To make a long story short, while I'm moving around, this baby got right between. As I turned to move, he was sitting down, and he decided to get up. And in getting up, he was entangled between my leg, and in trying to avoid falling on him, I lose my balance and went flying straight into, head first, straight into a changing table. Hit my head, boom, and drop on my left side. For a moment, I was kind of, I don't want to say knocked out, but I was kind of, the impact of the lash on my head knocked
me
out for a split second. And when I came to, it was like 1 minute I was standing, and next minute I remember just hearing boom, and that was my head hitting the changing table. And my coworkers, and they picked me up, they called the director, and I was just kind of out of it for a moment, so they made the decision to take me to the emergency. And they called 911, the ambulance came, and they took me to St. Barnabas. And thank God I didn't have a concussion. I was just very shaken up. And they gave me a painkiller for the headache and kept me there for like a couple hours to observe me and then sent me home. I thank God that it was not, it could have been more serious because I fell and hit the back of my head. Had I fall forward and hit my forehead, I just want to thank God for the miracle, because it was a miracle that I didn't fall forward and hit my forehead on the changing table, on the edge of the changing table. Also, I thank God for the braids in my head, because I think it's the braids in my head that helped the impact. Had
okay.
I had like my short haircut that I usually have, I don't know. I just thank God that it wasn't worse. It could have been very, very serious. And I thank God for my miracle that I received from that minister when he said they are gonna get miracles, we are gonna experience miracles this week. I just thank God for his
miracles can be in the form of protection, and so we thank God for his ministering angels that are there to minister to us in a time of need. And we praise God that you weren't more seriously injured, nor the child. We watch them fall all the time, but we can't try to do what they do. They are like rubber. We are,
yes.
As someone was saying on yesterday, the older we get, the stiffer we get, you know, become more stony. So thank God. But I know about those kinds of falls. I've broken arm several years ago with that same kind of a fall. I fell from the floor to the floor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. Well, I just wanted to quickly share with you what's on my heart list. And I call it that because these are people and situations that are on my heart. And I take these seriously. I believe when God places these things or persons or situations on our hearts, we want to make note of it because it's there for a reason. We're to love the Lord thy God with all our hearts, all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. So these are departments or compartments, if you will, of our being that God communicates with. And so even in dreams, yes, absolutely in dreams. So always ask God to help you to understand what the message may be or the revelation may be in your dreams. Sometimes we dream simply because we overate or ate too late or something. But that's not always the case. We see throughout scriptures that they were persons that God spoke to in dreams, and he still does. Anyway, on my heart is a sister by the name of Marion, and she is going to have a surgical procedure. I don't think a specific date has been set, but she is considering it. It's required or recommended by her medical community or people. Then also on today, her son is being sentenced after being tried for some issues regarding to the law, and he's to be sentenced today, and I would like us to pray that God would use this situation to bring this young man, he's a 30-something, I think, to himself, to the Lord. He would come to the Lord. I'm sure he has prayed. However, there's a cry that comes from the heart that's one of complete surrender, and we're trusting God that that is the case. Then there's another sister by the name of Valerie Burney. She suffers from seizures, among other things, and so we want to pray for her because the seizures prove to be dangerous, to say the least, because of falling and all of that sort of thing. Then there's Michelle Lewis, and she needs strength in her body from the level of the cell all the way up. She is taking treatments for her her illness, and she is seeking complete recovery and deliverance. Then for me, on my heart list, I'm really concerned about the shootings in the schools. This is a scene where obviously children are dominant in the scene, in that setting. And since the shootings, the catastrophic shootings in Connecticut a little more than a year ago, there has been 74 school shootings. 74. That's approximately one a week. So that's serious. So that tells me that is something that we should intercede about and have concern about, because you have children, you have grandchildren and great-grands and all of those. And school, we take for granted, as a place of safety. It's a safe zone. At least when I was going to school as a child, that's how it was. We almost never got any, you know, maybe the worst thing we have, we get in some fist fights on a Friday, and we had to do it on a Friday because we didn't want the word to get back to the school and the administration, because it meant punishment. And we would do a fighting after school. But it was a different day and time. Okay, so I want to pray for Sister Marion. She's, as I said, is going to have surgery at some point soon, and it has to do with a procedure on her head. And so we want God to just move in a mighty way to raise her up and to keep her, even as her team works carefully to bring healing that God is sending. And then we want to pray for her son today, who is slated to be sentenced today. Father, we come to you, and we come because you are our help. All of our help comes from you. And today, even as Sister Marion considers the surgery that she's going to have, the surgery that she needs, we pray, O God, that your peace, absolute peace, would rest upon her in a mighty way, so that she is not stressed, that she knows that you are her keeper, her provider, her protector, and that she can proceed knowing that your touch through the hands of the medical team will produce health, healing, and wellness. Father, also, she must be burdened today as her son goes to court to face a sentencing. And Father, only you know all the ins and outs. And we pray, O God, that because the heart of the judge is in your hand, that your will be done in earth today, in this situation, as it is in heaven. You have a design and a plan for this young man's life. And Father, sometimes we incur serious injury because of our own way. But even then, you're merciful. Even then, you're kind and gracious. And we pray for Sister Marion that your peace would be upon her this day, in the name of Jesus. And Father, her son, he would look to you. He would cast himself and all his cares upon you. Even as he goes through this situation, that what the devil meant for evil, that it turns out to be for good, because you're in charge. Have your way today in the courtroom. Cause this young man to hear your voice, even as the judge speaks. Cause him to sense your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. Amen and amen. Okay, we want to pray for the children everywhere, particularly in this culture that in which we live. There's no other place on earth where there are shootings in the school every week. Think about it. There's no other place on the planet where this happens. Only in this culture, in this society. This culture has a high degree of violence as part of its existence. The violence quotient is high, so to speak. So this is something that we must pray. So I'm going to ask someone who is signed on with us today, someone on the team, I'm going to ask that you would take this prayer request, lead us to the throne of grace on behalf of the children in schools. we are privileged to do this, to even to see it for what it is. And I don't know what you would be thinking that God feels about the children, but I can tell you what I believe he feels. He says, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray on behalf of the kingdom. I think that's a wonderful idea. Well, would someone take that prayer request? Your lines are open. You can be heard, and if you can lead us in prayer, if you would, that would be, God would be pleased to be sure. And the children would be grateful, because we don't know what the enemy has planned for today. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Father, glory to God.
Your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Lord, because you alone, are to be glorified, Lord. Father, we come thanking you for being God and for being the one and only God. Father, we come this morning lifting up the children, the school children everywhere, Lord, in every state, in this nation, Lord. Father, you see and you know everything. And you know our burden this morning for the children. Father, you have young children, the high school children, the college children, the elementary school children, the kindergarten school children, Lord, because the devil is roaming like a roaring lion, seeking whom he will kill, steal, and destroy. Father, he are using our children, Lord. He are using our children. Father, I ask that you visit every home. Father, that you touch these parents. You touch us, Lord, that we would bring up our children in the way of the Lord. Father, I don't know. We cannot understand. We don't know what's going on. But, Lord, we cry on you this morning. That your will be done on earth as it is in heaven with the children.
Yes.
Lord, take their minds, take their heart, take their soul, Lord.
Yes,
whatever
Lord.
Is causing this rampage of gun violence and murder in the school with our children, Father, we give it to you. We ask you to intervene, Lord. To intervene.
Yes.
And to destroy the work of the enemy towards our children, Lord. Father, I ask that right now you visit every home in the nation, every school in the nation.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Protect our young ones, Lord. Protect our children,
Place
Lord.
A hedge
Keep them away from
each child.
The devil's den,
Save them,
Lord.
Father,
I pray and I ask that you send a spirit of revival in the school.
Yes.
Father, I pray that you bring back prayer in the school. That someone in Congress or someone in control will see the need for prayer in the school, Lord.
Yes.
So we ask all fathers that have to go for it to realize we have to bring not only prayer, but God. We have to bring you in the school system, Lord. But I pray that those who have won the election, those who have won places of position, that they will seek you for the solution, Lord, because the solution only comes from you, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you would touch the heart of the ministers. You will touch the heart of the senators. You will touch the heart of the people in Congress. And give them, Lord, the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding how to deal with this problem, because it is a problem, Lord. And we come this morning crying out to you. Help us, Lord, who know how to pray without ceasing for our children,
yes,
for the schools, for the community, for the parents, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you intervene. As we come on this prayer, Lord, I ask, Father, that you cover each and every child that goes out to school this morning. Those of us who have children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren in the school system, Father, we ask for your protection over them, Lord. We ask for your anointing over them, Lord. The anointing that will destroy the yoke, pull down stronghold, and remove hindrance of these children being violent and being thinking about killing, Lord. These are babies, Father. These are babies, 13 and 14 years old, pulling the trigger.
Yes.
I pray and I ask that you hear our cry from heaven this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We call it done in Jesus' name, Father, because we know that you are the one and living God that is in control of everything. You're in control of good and you're in control of the evil. And we bring this petition before you this morning, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Knowing that you would answer our prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. And we say amen, because it is done.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise
the
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer to you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Gregory, I guess in our personal prayer time, we have to remember the root causes of those killings. And as we're praying, mental illness has been a major, major, tool that the enemy has been using. A lot of those people who are behind those killings suffering mental illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it is my prayer that right now, those who are still battling the condition, doctors will be able to diagnose them properly and they will be treated properly before they become a problem to society. And also violent video games. Children are addicted to them. So in their spare time, sometimes parents are not around. That's all they do. And so by the time parents discover it's too late and those games have gotten into their minds, and then the next thing you know, they are shooting people. So those are two major root causes of those killings, and may we remember that in our prayers that the Lord will intervene and really that, you know, all those who are suffering will be properly treated, and then those video games, I would pray that parents will pay attention to what the children and watch or play on those games every day.
Well, you've highlighted what I believe is certainly associated with the causes at the level of the root. The culture is decadent, and it features, I mean, what you sow to, you get a harvest, and this culture sows to the idol of money, and therefore, because money is the primary issue, even more than lives and well-being, a lot of things are done and entertained for profit, and so in the pursuit of that, we're not even able to protect our children because the children become victims of the society's decadence, you know, the creation of all these violent avenues through the movies, through electronic gaming, and all those kinds of things. And then the parents are obliged to not be parenting because they have to put bread on the table. And so for upward mobility and materialism, they pursue those things vigorously and try to pacify the children with things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a multifaceted issue, the culture. It really is. And so we've sown to the wind, and we're reaping the whirlwind. It's that simple. That's biblical. It's a biblical principle. This is a result of sowing. And so now we have the whirlwind, so that, you know, the school is not even a safe place. A school, I thought growing up, that school is a place I could just be a little silly kid. You know, I didn't have to worry or fear. And I've spoken to students in the past who were afraid to go to school. Afraid. The only persons we were afraid of in school were the teachers and the principals. You know, we had a kind of a respectful fear, if you will. But we weren't afraid of other students. We weren't afraid of being harmed or killed physically in any way like that. But now this is the norm. We did not have to go through metal detectors. We had prayer in school. Every day begun with prayer over the PA system, and so on and so forth. You know the story. But we've drifted so far that a whole new norm has taken place, which includes lack of safety and security at schools, even though they have all kinds of technology, metal detectors, they have security personnel and all of that. Yet, every single week, there's at least one shooting in schools. So, where does that leave us? That leaves us right where we are right now. You and I praying. That's where it leaves us. You know, law enforcement is not working. The laws are not working. The technology is not working. You know, I hope and I know prayer works.
Amen.
So that's our last resort. So, Seraphine, your point is well taken. And mental illness is also becoming more and more pervasive. But the scripture did say that. It said in the last days, and certainly we are in the last days. We've been in the last days for 2,000 years. And all of the things that the scripture says about that is occurring. It says men's hearts will fail them for fear. And it's talking about a breakdown of spirit. That's what it's talking about. Their spirits come up, you know, their innermost being, their core being comes apart because of stress and pressures and pressures coming from all kinds of directions. And so mental health is a serious, right now it's at epidemic proportions.
Yeah.
And that is why we're seeing what we're seeing. And of course, demons also prey on that phenomenon, because once you break down mentally, you have no control over your being, and something else comes in and takes control. And that's serious. It's tragic, but we're witnessing this. And I thank God that we have the facility of prayer, that you know, we don't have to feel helpless. We know we have a weapon and a tool that's effective. Amen. I'd like to pray for Michelle Lewis and for Valerie Burney Valerie experiences seizures, and she's having some procedures done that are, well, for you and me would be quite normal, but for her it's kind of risky because of the seizure situation that she's subject to. And then there's Michelle. We want to pray that her body, her down to the cells, are strengthened and made strong as God designed them, so that she would be able to fend off any opportunistic diseases. So let's pray for the two of them right now. Father, we pray for Michelle, and she loves you, and we love her too, and you love her, more importantly. And we thank you, Lord, that you are her help and her source. And Father, we thank you for placing her on our hearts. And now, Lord, we lift her up before you. We lift her up in such a way that she would sense and see you, your presence, and peace would overflow her, Lord, and she would rest in you, and she would feel and sense strength coming back to her body, even as she goes through her treatments, and her confidence in you would not wane for one second, and she would continue to grow from faith to faith, and she would trust you in every activity, everything that's relating to her wellness and her well-being, her recovery, her healing. She would trust you even more and more for a great testimony of your wonderful faithfulness, your compassion, your love, and your mercy towards her. So even on this day, Lord, we pray that you would meet every need. Every need that she has is met in Jesus Christ. Every need is met in Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord God. Father, remove worry from her mind and her spirit, Lord, so that she can entertain the wellness, the health that you have sent her way. So we thank you for strengthening her on this day. In Jesus' name. And Father, we speak peace and send peace. We dispatch peace right now to Valerie Burney's spirit and health and to her atmosphere, that you would give her the peace that she craves and longs for, and she would go from the faith that she has now to a whole nother level of faith. She would reach the next level, because she's seeing and experiencing your goodness and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister McLaughlin, Florence, if you're on, would you share, as we leave out that quick praise report, on your nephew, if you're on?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Good morning. Pastor,
yes.
Good morning to
you.
My nephew is from East Orange High School. He's a teacher there, and last Friday or whenever it was, with chest pains. But when it all comes down to that, the test showed that he had a blockage, and about 75% blockage in one artery. So they did that, and he's fine, and thank God. They caught it in time, and they up the blockage, and I put a stent. So they let him come home yesterday, and he's home resting. So we thank God for the prayers of the saints and everyone, pastor and first lady. The minute we heard what was going on, we were at the office, and we prayed. And God is good.
Amen.
He's doing fine, so... Well, I said to him, you have to see God in everything. That
yes.
It was time. He's about 53, 54. But he caught it in time. And young men like that, that's, you know, it's between the 40s and 50s, you know, when you're very
yes.
active, you know, it, you're very subject to, you know, heart problems. So thank God that everything went well, and he's home. He came home yesterday around 3 o'clock, and everything is fine. And we just give God the glory and the honor because he is worthy to be praised.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for that praise report. Now I'd like to share a benediction in our hearing as we go off and face this wonderful day that God has given to us, and know that God is with you. And Paul wrote to the Romans in the 16th chapter of his letter, verse 25 and 27, he says, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever." Amen. May God bless you richly. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day.
Have a blessed day, everyone. Walk in victory.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Gary, can I give you a call?
Sure.
Thank
you. Yeah, you can do that right away.
Thank you. Thank you.
I never forget it. That was the first time I...